We learn from our friends and our children. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. We learn from our friends and our children. I had a talk with one of our students this morning, and as we were talking about life, we were talking about the things that it's difficult for us to do. We have friends in our life that are wonderful, and they're meaningful, and they expect us to act in certain ways. And we don't always want to act in those ways. We don't always want to do things as they expect us to do them. And then we say to ourselves, why is it that they're expecting us to act in this way? And then we think about it, we come to the realization, we expect them to act in this way toward us. We expect them ourselves. So naturally, they expect us to act in that way. Now, when we act however it is that feels good for us, when we act in a loving, gentle, courteous, thoughtful way, and then we begin to see others in our world acting that same way, we say, gee, I wonder why they changed. Well, they didn't change, and we didn't change. We started to act in a different way because we put a different cause in motion. And you say, well, that's a change. No. To change means you left another way and went to a new way. And you don't leave another way which you find undesirable and improper to go to a new way. You go to a new way. The very fact that you pay attention to the fact that you left the old way, you empower the old way to remain as a present activity in life. And what we want to do is to have this cause, and we sometimes call it a new cause. We have this cause that we put in motion. And this cause that we put in motion is that we like ourselves. And when we like ourselves, then we like everyone else in the same manner. And when we like everyone else in the same manner that we like ourselves, then we find that the people in our world are just like us, which they always have been, because even when we don't like ourselves, we create people in our world who don't like us like we don't like ourselves. Herb, that sounds kind of redundant and sort of silly, but yes, it is. But it's the way we are. We can learn from our friends, our family, and our children about how we are responding to life. How are we responding to life? As we see our children behaving, we are behaving. As we see our parents expecting beautiful things from us, we are expecting beautiful things from us. When we see our neighbors responding to us in a very positive, joyous, wonderful way, that's the way we are responding to them. I was talking to this person, and she was saying that she learns a great deal from her son, and that as she watches her son, as he conducts himself with his friends, it's really a school for her. Because as she watches the boy, number one, he creates in his world, he brings into his world, he allows in his world, he takes into his world only those friends that he feels are good people that he delights in. He doesn't need to belong to a group. He doesn't need to belong to an organization. He just delights in certain people, and these people and he get along beautifully together. They have wonderful time together, and they enjoy each other. Now, when the person says, I can't come over, he doesn't say, well, what did I do wrong? Well, where did I go wrong? Why can't he come over? He said he was going to come, and now he can't come. He doesn't say that. He says, okay, and he goes on with his life without that person coming over at that particular time, doing that particular thing, because everything is just the way it is, and he's untouched by it. It doesn't make him feel sad or glad. When the person does come over, they act as though they have never given up an appointment or sharing time together. They just come and enjoy. And when he doesn't like something a friend does, he says, "Hey, that's not my thing, so I'll see you later." And he doesn't participate in the things that his friends may do that he doesn't like. But he doesn't, in the first place, create friends in his world doing things that he doesn't like. Now, this youngster of this lady has some interesting modern attitudes about music, about clothing, and about other things. And at first, she looks at them and she says to herself, "He's not being a normal kid. He's not being an ordinary child. He's not following the program that I'd like to see him follow of perfect clothing and perfect attitude and respect for music and things like that. He's not following those things. Now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?" Well, what she found out to do was that he lives a high valued life, and it has nothing to do with the clothing he wears or the hairdo that he has or whatever these things are, the music that he plays. He's doing his thing, but he's doing it with his personal integrity. And should he decide tomorrow, as he has done from time to time, that he's not going to wear those clothes anymore, he's going to wear a different crazy suit. Or he's not going to play that interesting music, he's going to play other interesting music. He's now become an aficionado of a different type of music. And he doesn't excuse himself to others, "Hey guys, I've got a new type of music that turns me on." He may say, "Hey guys, I got a new type of music that turns me on, and boy, listen to this, you know, it's great." And his friends equally are enthused about it, because that's what they're in. He only accepts in his world people who are like he is. And so, and when the people are not like he is, he says, "See ya." And, "Hey, are we playing today?" "No, you have a different set of rules. You walk into a different drummer, and you don't like my music, so that's fine. You know, hey, you just have fun." And he doesn't feel that he owes the person anything and he's got to stay with them. He just feels that, "Hey, I'm off on a new trip." And it's just like an adult. An adult gets himself a new car, and this car may be a Chrysler. And before that, they've always had a Ford. And so now that they have a Chrysler, everywhere they go, they see Chryslers everywhere. And they bump into people who have Chryslers, and then they talk Chrysler wherever they go. They talk its qualities and its imagination and the wonderful nuances that they put into the car and all these beautiful things. And before, they would only talk about Fords. Now, they don't excuse themselves to their Ford crowd that they have now left because they're into the Chrysler crowd, but they just be in the Chrysler crowd. And you see, when you feel sad because you're leaving the Ford crowd for the Chrysler crowd, you're not a very mature person. You cannot hang on to everything. I remember we had newspapers in various communities, and we would leave one community after a number of years and go to another. And in that community, we had built up so many friends and so many relationships and so many wonderful circumstances. And my wife would say, "Now, we've got to keep them on our mailing list. We've got to write to them. We've got to tell them what we're doing." I said, "No. That was another page in our life. Just close the door on that page. We did a beautiful job there. We were wonderful. We had a happy time. Now open it up to this new community that we're in, because that's the community we're going to be working with and serving and living with. And the other is just a closed door. The other people in the other community were not bad. They were not in any way undesirable. But it's we have stepped over into this new community, and that's where we are, and that's where we're living. And so we give our 100% attention to the new community. And we learn from our friends how well we have given attention over. And, well, you know, back in the other community, we did things this way. Back in the other community, we had this friends here. And you can't live in the past. You live in the now. You live in the present. We learn from our friends and our children about how well we're living in the now, how well we're living in the present, how well we're enjoying who and what we are. Wow, isn't life wonderful? My goodness, yes. Have a wonderful day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.